morning, Rick. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Not good at all.
Oh, what's going on?
So, apparently, the website that was built and whatever is being posted on Facebook, I'm getting messages from admins from Meta and from Facebook themselves, and now they're hitting me with copyright infringement.
That's a scam. That's a scam.
On Facebook themselves?
Yeah, that's a scam. Because Facebook will never contact you on Facebook themselves. That is a scam, my friend. I promise you.
Well,
yeah, absolutely.
The other thing is, as well, I gave the guy that I talked to, I gave him specific parameters of what my business is. And he put a whole bunch of other stuff on the website and everything else that my business has nothing to do with, you know.
Okay. Let me take a look.
And then also, my business hours are completely messed up because I work on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's, I don't know what, I don't get it. You know, the stuff that I gave him to do, you know,
right.
I told him the specific things that could be listed and what can't be listed. And it seems to be that he just took the free will of himself and just listed whatever he feels like listing on my business.
Okay.
I don't have an excavator. I don't do large landscape clearing and a bunch of other stuff that's listed on there. I can go in there and change it myself and stuff, but, and then now my Yelp is completely messed up for some reason. I don't understand why that is. And a bunch of stuff that's put on there doesn't even pertain to my business. I mean, there's like 10 different parameters, you know, for a business that only requires like 3 or 4.
Right.
I literally do tree removal, tree pruning, and I do some aggregate stuff and debris removal.
One second. Tree removal, tree pruning. Just a second. I'm pulling this up so we can take a look at, so I can take a look at the services. Okay, so here's tree removal. We have tree trimming and pruning. Let me know any of these that are not, okay? Stump removal services?
I don't do stump removal. I have people that I subcontract and offer, but that's not a service that I provide. And it's not completely reliable because it's only for a very specific location.
Right. Got it. Commercial tree services.
And we do emergency stuff, you know, and we do commercial and residential.
Okay. Arborist?
I'm not a licensed arborist.
Okay. Okay. And then lot clearing?
I don't do lot clearing. I mean, to some degree, we do like small-scale bush hogging, and I'll clear like a small lot depending on what it pertains to, but I don't have excavators or anything else like that to where I can do full lot clearing. I don't even have a brush cutter attachment for my skid steer.
Okay, so bush hogging, if you want bush hogging, you don't want lot clearing? Or you don't want bush hogging at all?
I mean, I really don't even need bush hogging on there.
I mean, that's fine.
It's something that I subcontract out, really. I mean, it's a family member of mine. He's got a bush hog and everything else, and service can be provided if I run across it, but it's not something I'm necessarily advertising for.
Okay. Understood. Completely understood. Okay. Tree root removal?
I don't do tree root removal because that requires, most of the time that requires an excavator with a thumb attachment.
Forestry mulching?
I don't forestry mulch either.
Tree clearing?
That's practically under the same guidelines as tree removal.
Okay, just want to make sure because it's listed on here.
I'm sorry if I'm sounding a little aggravated.
No, no, I understand. You're completely aggravated.
I've gotten about 15 different phone calls already this morning, and I saw all this stuff 2 days ago, and I tried amending some of this via text message and email yesterday. You know, didn't really get much of a response on it, and then now I'm getting all these messages from Facebook Meta on my business app and on Facebook themselves talking about copyright infringement and a whole bunch of other stuff. You know, this isn't just on Messenger. This is like an administrative message.
I promise you that is a scam. I promise you that is a scam. In fact, I can have my website and my Facebook department call you, and they can tell you exactly how that is a scam. That they come in, and try to do that. That is not how they'll contact you. They won't contact you like that. I promise you. There's no copyright infringement. We haven't gone in. The photographs that we have here, some of them I can see are stock photos, but some of them are actually yours. So there's no way for it to be copyright infringement. Like literally that's some type of scammer trying to get up in there and do exactly what is happening. Right. But also there's obviously some things that need to be addressed as well. So, tree cutting.
Well, that falls in the lines of pruning and stuff like
that. You're cool with that? Cool. Okay. I just want to make sure. Obviously you're not doing dirt work.
Well, I mean, I do dirt work. Because that falls in with aggregate. So I have I do have a person that delivers dirt. Now, me personally, because I have a skid steer and a box blade, I can go out there and level dirt off, you know, and stuff like that. It is a service that I provide. It just seems like some of the parameters, it's just a different way of saying the same thing. And it's not very cohesive. I don't understand why that's a necessity. I don't know if it's because y'all have to list so many different things just for the sake of having it on there, but it seems like, you know how when you look something up on Amazon and it's trying to describe a product to you, and it's got about 50 different words, and it doesn't even make sense because it's literally all saying the same thing?
I understand.
Look very good on a business.
I understand how that makes sense to you. I get that completely. But in the world of trying to make sure that that item or that business gets chosen for that keyword, that's why it includes all of the keywords that could be associated, any which way it could be found or said. That's why it's done like that. But I understand what you're saying. You're like, this is too much. So we could take it off and just leave it with three or four keywords if that's really all that you want. But the reason that we include all of the different ways to say it for that specific thing is to make sure we're capturing that entire book of business. Because one, you know, backwoods southern boy may only call it bush hogging. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He may not call it whatever else it is. Like, I'm going to put it to you like this. So I had a guy in Louisiana, and he was down deep in the bayou, okay? And I can say that because I was born in Mobile, Alabama, so I'm from the backwoods myself.
Oh, you know what the bayou is, yeah.
I do, okay? So I'm not clowning on nobody. I'm being legit. Like, I had this guy, and he was a kitchen remodeling contractor, right? And he tells me, Amy, can you put on their kitchen redid? And I said, excuse me, sir? And he said, oh, for my keywords, I want to make sure you put on their kitchen redid. And I said, kitchen redid isn't even like, that's not even proper English. And he said, but that's how they say it down here.
Yeah.
He said, that's how they say it down here. And I said, okay. And I kid you not, Rick, I swear to goodness, okay, I put that keyword in there for him. And sure enough, he got some hits on kitchen redid. I kid you not. Okay.
That's crazy.
So it is crazy, but he knows his people. And that's kind of what I'm getting at here is this is literally what you hired us to do is the keywords and the services. Now, obviously the things that you aren't offering, and I'm going to take this up with his supervisor, because there's multiple things. You said the Yelp page is messed up. You said that obviously we're going to address the Facebook scam issues. The keywords are messed up. The business hours are messed up. Like, these are things that should have been addressed properly. He should have taken and done exactly what you asked, you know, during that client interview. So wherever the fall down is in that, we're going to address that right away. Okay. I promise you we're going to get that squared away. But you're not offering forestry mulching. There's no need for that to even be on here. I don't know why that's on here. You know?
Yeah. Because I don't have the capacity for it. You know, and I explained, I tried to explain it to him, you know.
Of course you did.
Even, not necessarily in layman, but, you know, what it actually takes to do some of these jobs that are classified under these listings. And it's
right.
Like, my business doesn't have the capacity to do so. And the thing is, there's plenty enough businesses for those types of classifications in Kiln, Mississippi. They got like three different forestry clearing services. I'm not
right.
in competition with that.
No. You know, you're just picking it up if you're already there.
Yeah. If it's within my means, you know.
Right. So the business hours are Monday through Saturday, 7 to 6, right?
Yes,
closed on Sunday?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, got it. Okay. Keywords are messed up. So I've got that. I'm going to re-verify those keywords one more time because we were a little worked up while we were going over it. So I just, I want to make sure that I'm not, both of us, because I'm nervous. I don't want, you know, I don't want to miss something. I'd rather just go over it again. I'm not saying it about you. I'm saying it more about me.
Yeah. It's just been, I've had so many people calling me this morning, you know, with a bunch of different stuff. And then I had that on top of it. I was like, man, this
is like super frustrating. I understand.
Because I don't have I have the capacity to do so, but I just don't have the time to go on there and change all this stuff on the website and everything else. You know, it's like I drive and I'm trying to manage a business back home at the same time. I'm tied up throughout the whole entire day.
Understood. Absolutely understood. Now, I will say that when you and I were talking, the keywords that I put down land clearing and bush hogging because I remember asking you about that. So, you know, I think that you said like you can do it, but maybe I misunderstood and put it down that you do it. So I apologize for those two because I'm looking.
I can do the bush hogging, you know, but as far as land clearing, when you do land clearing, that's a whole different business.
Got it.
Yeah.
And but you had re-verified this with him when you spoke with him.
Yeah, I differentiated the two.
Cool.
Know, and
I
explained to him that I do have a subcontractor, a guy that does bush hogging, but as far as land clearing goes, that, that's out of my wheelhouse.
Okay.
You know?
So do you want bush hogging or no?
Yeah, you can keep bush hogging on there.
Okay.
You know, because I can easily subcontract that out. That's fine. You know, I just got to make sure I'm separated from actual land clearing, you know.
Okay.
And that stump removal and then.
Yes. Arborist. You don't want arborist on there, right?
Eventually, we will be a licensed arborist. We're in the process of getting that done, but I can't have that listed right now. I can't list myself as a licensed arborist. The state will come after me and shut me down. I can't have that.
Got it. No, absolutely. And you're right. They will. They will. And I remember us talking about that, and I left that off the keywords because you weren't ready for that yet. So, hold on one second. Emergency. Trees, 24-hour tree removal, tree cutting. Okay. So the ones that I have that you absolutely do not want is no stump removal, no arborist, no lot clearing, no forestry mulching. And are you keeping dirt work?
Yes, ma'am. I can keep dirt work on there.
Okay. Okay. Give me one second here. Keeping dirt work. I've got to make sure here. Okay. Residential tree, yes. Tree clearing, tree root removal. Tree root removal is a yes or a no?
No.
Clearing. Okay. Removal. Okay. Which I'm not understanding. I'm not understanding where the fall down is either, because I only put tree services, tree removal, tree trimming, tree pruning. I put land clearing, as I already disclosed to you, bush hogging, and structural pruning. Like, those are the only keywords that I put. So why this doesn't match what you said and what you put, I'm not sure, but I'm definitely going to get it addressed. I promise you that, okay? Because it's not okay. And, you know, this is the whole thing, like we promised you that we were going to be doing. So.
Yeah, and I had clients on Yelp that reached out to me, and I've actually secured contracts on Yelp before y'all ever came into the picture.
Right.
Before they even touched my Yelp page. That's why I set the business profile up myself the way I wanted it to be set up.
Okay.
You know,
I'm going to address Yelp. Absolutely.
You know.
Give me just one second. I'm definitely going to address Yelp. I just want to make sure that I have all these keywords here. Tree root removal is gone. Forestry mulching is gone. 24-hour tree removal. Okay. Now, what is the issue with the Yelp?
It was showing blank for me. Now, granted, that could be an issue with my phone or something, but I think all of the same parameters that were listed on the website and everything else, it seems to be it was just a cross-platform deal. You had a template set out of certain parameters, and you put them on all of them.
Okay.
Know? So it's almost like every entity needs to be not re-verified, but addressed.
But revamped.
You know?
Right.
Right, revamped, you know, because I had clients on Yelp, and ever since, not saying y'all are the cause of this, but ever since I got the email that my Yelp has been optimized, now my clients are backing out on me for some reason. I don't understand why, but it's like it happened overnight for some. I don't know what happened. Now, granted, that could be maybe they just didn't like the price or something, but I had already had this stuff locked in with them already and scheduled out to do the work. And then my Yelp gets optimized for some reason, and then boom, now I got people backing out on my business. Like, what?
I'm sending you the actual Yelp.
Because
I can see it all. I just sent you a link, a clickable link.
All right. Yep. I just clicked on it. Just waiting for it to load up.
Yep. I see that the hours are messed up. But for all intents and purposes, the rest looks decent. To my eye, it looks decent. Again,
okay, they must have went on there because I sent out some messages concerning this, and they might have went on there and changed a few different things.
Yeah, I see here that you spoke with my agent Lily a couple of days ago on the 22nd, and they were letting you know the items that we need for re-verification. And once in a great while, unfortunately, Google does request for a re-verification. It's very, very rare. But again, it's probably what happened. If they're asking for it, the documents or the things, it's just so we can re-verify with Google. Sometimes when we're in there making changes and updates and optimizing, they're like, hey, wait a minute, this is a new account. You know, like, why is it getting changes?
Yeah.
So I apologize for that, but she did put in there if there's any other ways for you to verify. She did go ahead and make that, and I'll make sure that we get that address. Secondly, I don't see that they've made any changes to the Yelp, but maybe they sent you the message, like, hey, the Yelp is being optimized, and then now everything's, like, kind of set in place. Like, if somebody went on there, like, when it's in the middle of the changes being made or the middle of the optimization, I feel like they would get misinformation, you know, because it's like we're trying to get the changes all made. It still has to take time. You know, it's like when it's baking in the oven, it's still got to come out and settle before it's ready, you know. But I'm sorry to hear that you lost clients, and you feel like it might have been due to what we did. But when you're looking at the Yelp right now, as it is now, is it, other than the business hours, is everything else okay?
Yeah, I have to go back to it. I'm currently driving per usual, I'm driving as usual.
Okay.
I'm trying to make it, because what it did is, brought me to management is what it is. You know, I'm trying to make it to where I can view as somebody else, because I actually manage the page. But,
yeah.
Which used to give me, it used to give me the option, but.
Of like a customer view. Yeah,
yeah,
the one I sent you is the customer view, but you might need to copy that link and then go into an incognito window, open like an incognito window where you're not logged into anything, and then it would show you what I see.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It seems to be fine now.
Other than the hours of operation, which is hugely important to make sure that those are proper.
Yeah. Let's see. Emergency services, tree pruning, tree removal. What is home services? What is that?
Let me see.
I'm not sure what home services
is. Where are you seeing the home services? Oh, people also search for. So that's not on your actual page. Just
so
people who search for people who search for your keywords, like the keywords that would pop up Twisted Pine, those people also search for these other keywords. Like, you're not offering shrubs, hedges, or bushes. right? That's not something you're advertising.
Not the installation of, but if I'm there, I can trim them up for them. But I do offer tree pruning. I offer tree removal and emergency services.
Right.
That's what it's showing, more like Twisted Pines Tree Service, which should be on my profile, I would imagine.
Right. They are on your profile. If you scroll up, you can see tree care services. So tree stump removal, you want that off, right?
Yes, ma'am. I don't remove tree stumps.
Okay. It's not a service he offers. Okay, so this photograph, that I see here, that's the front page of the website. It's like this big yellow machine that has like a blade on the front that looks like
on
the website. There's a guy, I don't know if this is an actual photo of yours. I feel like it might be, but I could be wrong. It's the guy standing in a black sweatshirt. He's wearing protective face gear. He's got on a yellow, jacket, like a, you know, highlighter colored vest.
I have to go to my website in order to see that. Hold on.
Here.
I'm pulling it up right now.
Okay.
All right. I'm on there now. Okay.
Okay. You see that first picture? Is that an actual picture?
No. See, that's a guy actually using a stump grinder.
Right. So you want that off, right?
Yeah. Cause I don't offer, that's actually a big burmer machine.
That's what I thought.
That's a pretty big stump grinder. Yeah.
That's what I thought. Okay, so give me 1 second. Business hours are messed up. Platform keywords are messed up. Hold on. Let me move this down here. I'm trying to get this set up so that when I report it, I can just copy and paste. I don't have it. Yelp hours are incorrect. Tree stump removal is not a service he offers. Okay. Next, website keywords. Correct. And the front picture, top picture, front, top, I don't know what they call that. Top picture is a berm machine used for stump grinding. So did you send that photo over, though? Is that your photo?
No, that's not my photo.
It's not. Okay. Thank you. Sorry. So this is the thing, is it started with the CI. When the keywords are incorrect with the CI, the client interview, and then they pass them over to the website team. The website team is doing basically what they were told. Hey, these are the services he offers. Find us some good pictures of that, because that's a great picture for stump grinding.
Oh, yeah.
You know
it,
what
it
I
really
mean?
Is. I mean,
it
I
is.
I loved all the pictures they
exactly.
came up with.
It's
the stock
beautiful
stuff,
for stump grinding, but you're not doing that. You know what I
no,
mean?
No,
it's no. It's not okay, you know, and needs that taken down. Okay, and then so what's going to happen? Hold on. What the heck? Okay. Okay, I've got that. Now, is there anything else?
The arborist, the picture of the arborist thing, it says arborist services.
And the forestry mulching.
All that stuff you've already.
Right.
Yeah, that stuff you've already addressed already.
All the keywords he isn't offering and need those photos taken. Now, did you send us, you sent us photos, right?
No, there's only 4 photos that I actually even had. And it's literally the same 4 photos that I have on my Yelp. That's the only 4 photos.
Okay. So the keywords.
I mean,
not... go ahead.
I'm fine with all the photos that they used. You know, they don't have to use my photos. I mean, they can use stock photos and stuff to describe the type of work that I do, as long as it's within the parameters. You know.
Right.
But I see. Let me see how many that's on here. So I got arbor services. That's one that's listed on here. Then I've got forest remulching. That's two. Lot clearing. That's three. Then stump removal services. That's four. Then tree clearing is another one they put on here. So that's five. And then tree root removal. That's six. So there's six different parameters on there.
So you don't want tree clearing then?
Yeah, because that ties in the whole tree clearing thing. That whole ties into
lot clearing,
the forestry. Yeah, the lot clearing and forestry mulching.
Okay.
Because they actually have a picture of an excavator with a thumb attachment on there, and they're clearing out a lot. I just don't have the capacity to do that.
Right. Understood. Okay. Okay. Got that. Let me stick this somewhere else. Hold on one second. Oh, gosh. No. Okay. Let me set this. Come on, man. Okay. Let me set this over here. Here we go. Okay. All right. So, is there anything else?
Let's see.
You're keeping dirt work. You're keeping emergency tree services, residential tree services, commercial tree services, 24-hour tree removal. But we're getting rid of arborists, forestry mulching, lot clearing, and stump removal services.
Right.
Right.
And
tree clearing, we're getting rid of that. We're keeping tree removal. We're keeping tree cutting. We're keeping tree trimming and pruning. We're also getting rid of tree root removal.
That's correct.
Got it. Okay. All right. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to submit for all these changes to be made immediately. I can promise you.
I have a customer.
I'll hold.
Just
take your time. Take your time.
Right.
I'll wait for you.
Ooh, I'm glad Mr. Gilman called me. Oh, God.
Oh, why?
it's been such a hell this whole week. I literally feel like I'm on the verge of having a stroke.
Oh, man.
Like, if I even tilt my head back and look up, I get dizzy and about black out at this point.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's been bad. And I don't know who splattered the internet. You know, that's probably half the reason that y'all called me and knew to call me in the first place anyway. Because I don't know who it was, but somebody just like shotgunned my shit all over the damn internet. And I'm getting about 100 phone calls a day from spam motherfuckers, man.
Okay.
And God, it had me aggravated so damn bad. I'm nonstop getting phone calls. Hey, you want to buy this? Hey, can we sell you on this? Hey, we're a Google affiliate. Well, guess what? Everybody's a damn Google affiliate. You got a Gmail. What are you trying to say? don't use these fucking keywords with me like you're trying. You're somebody special. You're not.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, damn.
Yeah. I understand. So, wherever it is that you have your actual phone number, that's why. That's why we offer you the call tracking phone number. But the places that you have your actual phone number. That is why. And they're going to continue until
that you have a, when you have our, when you use our call tracking system, it does actually, I understand why you didn't want to or why you declined it, but what I can tell you is what it does is it eliminates those spam and robocalls because you can literally click DNC and they'll never contact you again on that line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't worry about missing out on customers because I mean, I get sometimes when people call in, you know, from spam deals or whatever, it'll say a spam risk, but everybody's got, I mean, not trying to be rude, but even y'all did it. You know, you call from a local number, and it's not a local number.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. We call with a VoIP system.
Or a 228, you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
no, we call with a VoIP system. Absolutely. We call with a VoIP system, which is voice over internet. And with that being said, you know, it is specific to whatever area that we're calling. So it does that because all of our agents, we use a system that works all over the U.S. and Canada.
Yeah.
And it does help for you to pick up the phone. But it also, what the other thing that it does is it makes it where we can just tap in from the internet, whether we're working from home that day or we're working in the office. It allows so that we don't have to have a hard line.
Yeah. It's just sometimes stuff like that doesn't even show up as a spam risk. I think it's a client calling me sometimes, somebody inquiring about a service, and it's not.
Sure.
You know?
Yes.
And when you get 100 calls like that a day while you're trying to deal with your crew, taking on customers, following up on other things, you know, along with everything else that comes along with my daily life.
Right.
It's hell.
Yes.
It really is.
I understand. I understand completely.
Anyway, I'm not trying to.
It's okay. No, I'm here to help. I'm definitely here to help, and I'm here to make sure that you're getting it right. I'm grateful that you called me and you're allowing me the opportunity to fix it, Rick. I'm really grateful for that. So I know that we can do well for you. I'm grateful that you're not taking the actions of one agent that kind of had a huge ripple effect on you, you know, as the overall of this company, and I'm super sorry for that, and we're going to fix it. Okay?
No, I appreciate it, you know. I had, because I actually wanted to contact you yesterday when this stuff came to light to me, but I was like, you know what, I'm not going to overreact about it. I'm just going to hold off on it, you know. I know she's probably busy, just as I am.
I'm never too busy to deal or help you. I'm never too busy to help you, ever.
But,
okay.
All right, so you're just chilling, listening to 80s music then.
Well, as, like I said, like I told you at the point of sale, if I am busy in the moment that you call me, I'll get back to you within an hour. I'm working from home today. I just sat down at my computer. I saw what you put. You sent two messages back to back. I need to talk to you. I need to talk to you now. I went into the account, and then it says management. You tried to contact management from the call tracking, from the call system. Like, no, I called you before I even clocked in, technically, because it's important to me. You know what I mean? It's important to me because I don't want you to feel that way. I believe in these services. I know how they work. I don't want you to be unsure or unhappy for any reason. Somebody doesn't send that many messages if there's not something going on, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So that's not lost on me.
I gotcha.
You know,
and
that's
I really wish I had the time to go in there and, you know, do some management myself.
Well,
you know,
it is also what you hired us for.
Do I have the capacity to do that? Yeah, it is.
You
now,
do have the capacity
I get y'all
to do that. You do.
Right, yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
You have the ability
to
do it.
But I'm just so dang wrapped up, you know.
Right.
If I wasn't driving 14 hours a day, then I could easily manage my time and do it easily.
Now, why
you know
are you
mean?
Driving
but,
so far?
I'm actually a truck driver. I've been driving big rigs for the past 11 years.
Wow.
Not only do I have this aspect of it, and I'm not a solo driver where, okay, I drive for a certain amount of time, then I'm off for the rest of the day. No, I'm a team driver. So
when I
get off of work, he takes off and going down the road. I'm trying to, you know, I'm dealing with all this noise and stuff going on. He's driving down the road and talking on the phone and doing his thing, you know, and I'm trying to deal with customers and my other side of the business too, you know, because I work for Total Transportation in Mississippi. I've been with them forever.
Okay.
You know, and that's where my main source of income is. And then I opened up this business. So now I've got that added on top of it, you know, so it's a lot. And there's stuff that I have to manage while I'm driving, you know,
Right.
I got to keep my guys working. You know,
yeah,
I
you
have
do.
To deal, be able to
yeah,
deal
you
with
do.
And everything
of course
else.
You do.
And whenever I get off, I'm still dealing with stuff. You know, and in the midst of all that, you know, with the people calling in, you know, spam people or whatever else.
Right.
I just don't have the time. And I know some people say that and they're like, oh, I'm sure you can make the time. You just got to cut some bullshit out of your life. No. Like,
well.
There's no bullshit in my life. You know, and when I go home, I'm just as busy then as when I'm on the road. You
right.
know what I mean? It's like my time is none. I
right.
don't have it. You know.
Getting
that's what kind of lead me into, you know, taking on this opportunity that y'all offer, which, you know, I'm glad we're able to amend it and everything else. You know, and I'm glad you're working with me on it because it did
of
start
course.
Getting to the point of where I was starting to get pretty mad, especially when I, even though they were spam, you know, I'm like, I think about the credibility of my business, you know, $75,000 worth of personal investment. That's not stuff that the business is taking on. That's me personally.
Right.
You know, that I'm taking on to open this business up. And then my liability. You know, or the credibility of the business at face value is being corrupted because of some photos or something. You know,
right.
I've got a lot riding on this. You know,
absolutely.
I have a, you know, I got a family and everything too. You know, that's why I'm making this opportunity to open up a business. Maybe I can actually get off the road and be a fucking father for once. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now, granted, not to say that I'm not when I don't
right.
drive
I
after I get home,
saying.
But it just tears me up, man. You
yeah,
know, like,
it does.
I work my ass off
provide.
To provide a good life for my kids, and
right.
I'm trying to set something up to where they don't have to make this mistake or this decision that I make.
Right.
It's a revolving thing. Nobody ever makes, you know, generational wealth or anything anymore. Everybody just goes their separate ways. And you're
exactly.
stuck in the same place and busting your ass all
yep.
the time, and you miss out on the things that are important. I've missed fucking birthdays. I've missed stuff with my kids that I can't fucking get back.
Right.
And I have to deal with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I do know exactly
what you
mean.
There's added stressors and stuff. People see it at the face or at the front of it, and it's like, oh, you know, you got a good life and this, everything. Yeah, well, there's demons inside, man, that you just can't take care of. You know,
right.
I can't be for them all. I wish I had a normal life to where I can have the decision to sit down with my kids at a dinner table or sit down and do homework with them. That stuff people take for granted every freaking day. And I hear it all the time, like, oh, I don't have time to do this, or this, that, and the other, or, you know. I'm like, y'all don't understand how good you got it. You get
right.
to go home to your family every day. You can take a shower whenever you want to, you know. You have
right.
the opportunity to spend time with the kids and watch a movie and kick back and just laugh and have an actual relationship with the people that you're supposed to love. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that. I don't.
Right.
And it's not fair to them. Now, granted, I can be selfish and say it's not fair to me either. You know, I don't have a problem busting my ass for the better of my kids and stuff like that, you know, but it's just not fair to them.
No, you know? It's not, because they don't understand.
They won't. And they'll understand when they get older, but the understanding that they'll have can turn into resentment. Because
yep.
I could have took other avenues to be there. You know what I mean? When they need me the most.
Right.
Hey, now, granted, you can set up $1 million corporation for your kids, and they'll still eventually choose their own avenue. They might not even want to take that on. But you know what? The capacity is there to make it easier. You know, paying off a house or something, giving them a head start to where they're not starting 6 feet behind the next runner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's my goal, you know. I don't know if you have a family or not.
Oh, yeah. No, I have a family. So, my husband. So I have this job. I have a side job that I have my own jam and jelly business. I live in Huntington Beach,
what?
California, which you may not know much of, but other than we're crazy out here in California, and I'm not a Democrat, okay?
It doesn't matter to me if you're a Democrat. Look,
well, I'm just saying,
the whole Democrat,
okay.
Republican thing, conservative thing, it doesn't matter to me what you support.
But
you know, but.
I'm out here in one of literally the most expensive areas in the U.S. okay, I have this job. My husband also works for this company. I have a side business where I sell jams, jellies, spicy jams, sweetbreads. And I do that on the side. I also coach, or do team mom stuff because my husband is a football, high school
really?
Football coach, and he's a youth football coach. So our lives, like what we have to do to provide for our family and keep everything, like exactly what you're saying. Like and we only have the one kid, okay?
I have three sons.
Yeah, I have one son.
Three
you
sons.
Know what I mean?
Seven,
and we're,
11,
it's the
and
same
15.
Thing. Yeah, mine's 14, and we're raising him to be righteous and to work hard. And he's got his own little hustles. He takes photos, and he photographs at these football tournaments and all this stuff, and he sells those pictures.
Awesome.
Yeah, but he's learning early on, you got to hustle up to get what you want. If you want something good in life and you want a foundation, you're going to have to start making money early, bud, because it doesn't come free. Like, all
it
the extras you have, all that – he's played on multiple youth football teams in one season. Like, we have literally done whatever it takes because he wanted to play for two teams. Two different coaches wanted him, and he wanted to do it, so we're gonna go for it. My son goes to a sports academy every day after school to help strengthen his body, and he's a small guy, and he's growing. Like, I get it. I get where you're coming from. Like, I wish that I lived where it was cheaper, but this is just the hand that we have at the moment. You know what I mean? It's not always going to be like this. Like, and that's what I keep saying because, again, my family did the same thing, exactly what you're saying. They all scattered like some cockroaches after, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
nobody takes care of each other anymore. And, you know, our culture, that, with all due respect, the white people are the only people that do that. The white people are the only people that do that. Every other culture sticks together, and they take care of each other. They do.
Yeah.
The Hispanics, the Asians, the blacks, everybody. They all stick together. Grandma watches the grandkids while the mama goes to work, and the great-grandma sticks around and cooks the food. And, you know, everybody hangs out together to take care of each other because it is a group effort, you know?
Now, some of that's induced, technically, you know, because, I mean, if you're impoverished or something, if you're in a impoverished community, you got to stick together like that. You know,
very
true.
And
I hate it, you know, because we have the same things in Mississippi.
Yeah.
You know, just
well,
like,
I know
like
that.
Anywhere else. We're,
I was
we're not
born
that
in Mobile. Trust
you know?
Me. I know.
You
that's
know what
I
mean?
I'm saying. Yes, I was
now,
born in Mobile, Alabama. My family's all from the South. You know, especially down there. It's tough. It's especially tough because y'all are a little bit behind the times back there. Things are just different, which I'm grateful now when I can go back and I take a look at it and I'm like, man, I wish that it was more like this. But when I was growing up through it, oh no, it was really hard.
Yeah.
You know?
It is. Yeah. Yep. That ain't no doubt. You know? Now some of them, they choose to live certain lifestyles. Because, you know, they can get government benefits, and it's like, well, why do I need to work, or why do I even need the family if I can live off the government? There's a lot of communities that are like that, too, you know.
Right.
And the ones that do get out of that system, they do spread like cockroaches. They get the hell out of Dodge.
You know, and you can't blame them for what they've been through, you know, and that's generational stuff, like exactly what you're talking about is literally what it is. I'm breaking chains and curses in my own family by making these differences in our lives, and it's hard freaking work, man. It's some hard work, you know, to make it happen, but we're bound and determined to do it, and hopefully your boys will see, you know, your boys and your wife, they'll see the sacrifices that you made to show them and have them have the great life that they need. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the one that they desire.
The picture's awesome. You know,
great.
That's one thing I'm grateful for, because I went to a military academy for 11 years when I was younger. And so pretty much most of my sister's life I wasn't there for, anywhere from like 3.5 years old she was all the way up till she was in her teens. I was absent, you know.
Right.
And we'd never had the same relationship like most people have with brothers and sisters. So we've got the strongest bond I've ever seen any other brother and sister have, you know. So much so that whenever it started where she was having that time of month, her cycle and stuff started, she didn't go to mom or anybody. She came to me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, we're that kind of close.
That's great.
Not like living in Mississippi
saying.
In Hancock County, like, oh, you know.
I understand what you're
you know, they're only making babies. You know what I mean?
No,
not that kind of love.
I know.
But I mean, we're that
saying.
Close, and we all have the same common goal. That's something we want to do.
Right.
You know? Now, we were about to buy 30 something acres, you know, we were both going to live on the same plot because our mom, she has the 40 acre lot, and we were going to buy almost a 40 acre lot next to that because we're all going to end up with it anyway. So I'm
right.
Like, we have the same thing in mind. You know, let's make this generational wealth thing. Let's make it to where we can do all these different things and be together and stuff.
Right. And
awesome.
Build together.
You know, I got
because that's
working.
How it should
yeah.
be. Yes.
Now, do you have online site or anything for selling jellies and stuff? Because I'm curious to see how you.
Yeah, I do.
I mean,
and
do you ship them?
Do I what?
You ship them out?
Yeah, absolutely. No,
oh,
no,
okay.
no. I ship them out. I can send you my Facebook page. Hold on a second. Let me pull it up, Jim.
Well, you can send it to my personal email. That way, it doesn't go through the business email if you need to. But
okay.
Or
well,
whatever
I
you want to do.
Yeah, I'm just gonna send you the link here via text message. That way, you can click on it and you can look at it when you want to. And then, all my contact information's on there. If you want to message me, or you can text me, you can call me, you can email me, and I can send out whatever you want. And I have a ton of flavors. And I can make any flavor that you want. You know.
Really?
Yeah. And I do gift baskets. I do all kinds of stuff. When you get through there, you'll see all kinds of different stuff that I do.
What?
Yeah, I make homemade sweetbreads. I do all kinds of good stuff. So,
oh man, that's awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things. Yeah, so get in there. You tell me what you want.
Family recipes and stuff, you know, from my ancestors, and we had a booklet which we lost it in Katrina when Katrina came and wiped all of us out in 2005.
Oh.
Yeah, we lost all that stuff. So handwritten recipes that have been passed down from generation to generation. We can't get any of that stuff back, unfortunately. It was for muscadine wines and jellies, jams, and all kinds of specialty stuff that was just family
right.
recipes, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, I make all kinds of stuff, you know.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've definitely hit you up on that. Because we'll try some of it out. You know how we are down in the South.
Yep.
You know, I'm curious to try different stuff all the time. You know, sometimes you get pepper jellies and stuff, and it's like, it's all right. But you can tell it's more filler than flavor. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
Got that.
By the time you try this, you're
going to
be hooked. I can promise you.
That's good, because I can probably
yeah.
get you some business down here, because people are always down with that kind of stuff. And if it's good, they'll stick to it like, you know, white
yes.
on rice.
It's good. I'm not kidding you. It is super good. I make all kinds of jams and jellies and mango habanero, blackberry reaper. I mean, you name it. I can do it. Any flavor palette. I can do it with any pepper.
Mango habanero. I'll mix that in. And when I do, pork loins and stuff.
Yep, exactly.
Mix
people
that into
use
a
that.
Glaze.
Now, I also have, what I have is I have a, they're called cowboy candied jalapenos. And people will use
what?
That brine. They'll use the brine that comes with that, and they soak their brisket in it before they cook it.
Man.
I'm telling you.
You're talking my language now. Shoot. I just smoked a brisket 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
I smoked one 2 weeks ago, and then I smoked one a week before that. When I did a crawfish and crab bowl at the house, we had a little party. It was actually on Easter when I did
there
that.
There you go.
But then I also smoked two of them 2 weeks ago. Got a good deal on full pack of brisket. They were only like $60. I was like, shoot, I'm snagging that right now.
Yes, that's a great deal. We do.
Yeah,
we $60. Do that with
they're like 13 pounds a piece. I was
right?
Like, yeah,
I haven't had a – I went back there in March. I went back to Alabama to see my sister, and it had been a while. And her husband, I had never had smoked half chickens. And he did some he smoked some half chickens, and those things were out of sight, man. They were just so freaking good.
Did
like
half
I
chickens, or did he get a whole chicken and
no,
cock it?
He got half chickens. They were already
really?
Half
okay.
chickens. Yeah, and he did them, and he did them with some ribs. And I only eat white meat. You know, it's just I don't eat the dark meat of the chicken or the bird or any like even my pork needs
yeah.
to be the white meat. You know what I mean?
Right.
And hold on, Kelly will go ahead and fix this. Once the CI calls. Okay. All right. They're changing. I've put all the changes in right now.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Yep, I put all the changes in right now. So everything's happening right now, and we're getting everything switched up. They literally have the agent on it right now. I had already I got it recorded right away, so that way we could get it changed. And you got to give it a couple days for it all to gel, but it should.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Everything should be making the changes that you want specifically, okay?
Good. That works out. Because that customer that I got in Poplarville, she thought we were going to be able to grind the stumps after we got done with the trees. I'm like, huh? What do you mean?
Right.
Like, I mean, I know people, but I don't offer that service. She was kind of confused about it. I'm like, why? Like, and I kind of realized, I was like, oh. All
right.
I gotcha.
Well, I'm glad we got it straightened out.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I'm going to go ahead and hop off and let you get on with your day. And if you need anything else, you call me, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm definitely going to be ordering some stuff from you, especially all
right.
Candied jalapeno, cowboy candy jalapenos. That's right up our alley. Shoot.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get you, okay?
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate your time, Ms. Nelson.
My pleasure.
I apologize for my aggravation right off the bat, which probably should have cooled down a little bit. But
that's okay.
Man.
That's okay. No worries. No worries at all.
All right.
All right.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.